Okay, Siman Tes, Sif Dalid is actually refers to an incident in Nach, at least the way it's explained in the Gemara. Kol Dayin Shiyoshiv Umagdil Schar L'Soifrim Ulishamashim. Any Dayin who's sitting and running Vezdin in a manner that will earn more money for the people working in the Beis Din, the Seifrim, the scribes, the Shamashim, Harizeh Bechlal Hainotim Achrei Habotza. That's included in the, I guess he means the Isra of Hainotim Achrei Habotza, those who go after money. It doesn't say a Rebbe taking Fitluch is not allowed to do this. It says it only about a Dayan. Now, what's exactly the Isra here? So the Smayer Aleph sheds very little light. He says, "Adaytem achrei habatzah v'bnei Shmuel k'siv loy harchu b'darchei aviyem." It says that about the children of Shmuel, they didn't go the derech of Shmuel. Vayatu achrei habatzah. They went after money. They were dayanim. They were. The Gemara says that Shmuel used to travel from city to city to Paskadinim, and his sons, they didn't do it. They didn't do what their father did. This Lashon the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Vav. This piece of paper is what I said in Ovi Shir on Sefer Shmuel, which is where we started. And the paper's about, must be close to 40 years old. But in those days I wrote neatly. The Gemara says, Loi osu maise aviyem, she yishmuel atzadik marzeh b'chol mekoyim is Yisrael, v'don oisam ba'oreyem. Shmuel had a traveling bezdin. He would go from city to city and he would pass kedirei mamidis wherever he went. The Haim, and about the children of Shmuel, Layasuke, Elyashub Arayim, they sat at home. And people had to come to them for a din Torah. Kedei lahar b'ischar l'chazoneyem ulesefreyem. Timar b'ischar l'chazoneyem. Rashi says, Shamosheyem ha-mizamnin l'din. Shabbos will be said that as manis. Ulasefrayim, Rashi says, a kaisvishtai birurim, vigroishum, that they wrote different shtaras. Now, it's not clear exactly how staying in your city is mar b'schar to the seifrim and the yomdin. It's not very clear for the Gemara how that happened. What? We're not talking about charging. This has nothing to do with charging. This has to do with Shmuel travel, and they didn't travel. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is they did it so that their mishamshim could have more money. How did that cause the mishamshim to have more money? So the Marashah says that if they're going to travel around, who wouldn't pay for the shamashim and the chazneim to travel with them for the few dollars they make? So they didn't want to have them lose the few dollars. So therefore, they stayed home. So you could understand it. I mean, they ought not mechuyev to go from city to city. It's not an ice cream truck, you know, that has to travel all over the place. There's no halacha that the yonim have to go all over the place. So I could understand. The children said, you know, Shmuel is being machmir. He's doing a chumrah. He's traveling. He's doing it, like, on their expense, at the expense of the shamashim, the chazaneim. So they said that why should we do a chumrah that's gonna cause them to have a loss? So it's a little tricky to understand exactly what the avla they did is. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says ki Elohim riv ba Eli. It says if Klal Yisrael has a din Torah ba Eli, they would come. They would come to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a little tricky to understand what the Aveira. The Gemara says, "Kolo imeh b'nei shul chot the way the Elatayim." It says that there's some level of tos and understanding it kipshutai. But on the other hand, it's very, very tricky to figure out. I mean, based on what the Gemara says, it's very tricky to find, to understand what the avla was, what exactly it is that they what they did wrong.
The question is, what did they expect the serfmen to live off? Did they get money?
So let them go work the fields.
Be
whatever they want, you know. The question is whether I have to set up a job just because of, you know, in Russia, in Lita, nobody had jobs. So Rekila created Shamashim and Gaboim, and just people should be able to say they have a job. But there's no mitzvah no chiyuv to make jobs. Shmuel traveled from city to city, and his main job was to make it happen. What? Each city is supposed to have its own best. Okay, I guess it's true. But either things that they couldn't pass in, or the people in the farms and the dorf where they didn't have. I don't know. Well, we're not talking now about teaching. We're talking now about Dinei Torah. We're talking about he traveled around to Paske Dinei Torah. That's what they did. So a little tricky to know. In the Meiri in Shabbos, he has a few words. He says his lashon is Misha'aviv Mahader B'davar. If your father is mahader in something, so it sounds like your father keeps the chomer, you're supposed to keep the chomer. It's not exactly what he said. He said, Misha'ave mahader b'dava, uba l'malei b'kayma, and he came to Yarsh in the position of his father. So in such a case, he's supposed to run it with the chomeris that his father kept. In other words, it's not that everybody has to do it, it's that if you're coming to Malei b'kayma, you shouldn't do less than what he had to do. And it's interesting, the Torah on this says Kosav HaRambam, and he brings this Sif. So the Taz, now I can't show you the Taz, because it's printed after Sif Hey later, but the Taz says, he has a Tzarchian, why does the Torah say Kosav HaRambam? It's a Gemara. And what I read to you is Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos Nidvav. So it's a little tricky, the question. So I looked at Lashon HaRambam. It said, Hedjuchav Gibel Gibel. It's a little amusing. You know, I'll tell you why. The Rambam says, Kol Dayin Shiyoshiv U'megadel Ma'alosai K'dei Lahar B'schar L'chazonav. He says, Kenosu B'nei Shmuel. He says, Megadel Ma'alosai. He's like building up his own reputation. He's trying to build up his reputation. That's what B'nei Shmuel did. In other words, you're nobody. You go around looking for business. No, you got to be in like an ivory tower. You got to play hard to get, and you want to come make an appointment. You know, you can go around to them. You have to make an appointment. So the Rambam means that the B'nei Shmuel did it to increase their reputation. Why do I say it's amusing? It's very amusing because they did it to increase their reputation. So what does it say in the pasuk about their reputation? It says, Klal Yisrael came to Shmuel, and they said to him, Ata zakanta, u'bnecha lo yholchu b'drachecha. Like, they did it to increase their reputation, right? Kol ha'rein defachar ha'kavim. So the Klal Yisrael came to him, and they said, give us the melech, b'necha lo yholchu b'drachecha. It had the opposite effect. You know, Shmuel went around, Shmuel wasn't worried about the Well, Shmuel was a Dayan, then his children were going to be a Mamalek. I assume the father was the Dayan before the father. I don't know if he retired, but he slowed down, maybe. Shmuel only lived 52 years. It's hard to know.
I think the fact that Shmuel's sons had to do it, that means they themselves were not sons. Otherwise, they would have had to cover themselves.
Well, covet is in the imagination for the most part. And, you know, COVID is not, there's no reality.
More than they actually were, that means they weren't much.
Chazal seemed to say they were roi to paskin. That's what Chazal seemed to say. And the kolaimim they shul chatur and they'll tell you. But they weren't what their father was, that's for sure. When they said they wanted to increase their reputation, they meant us kavod ha'Torah. Everybody who wants to do it means us kavod ha'Torah. It's never the gears. Anyway, this is Sif Dalet. Sif Hei is the Sif. Speak up. I thought I learned read Sif Gimel last week. I'll look at Sif Gimel. Nagu Lases Lebezdin Kupa. In the ideal world, you should make a... I just was testing if anybody would notice, that's all. I remember mentioning that KAJ does this, so I remember... it says, really, there should be a kupa. Shapais can be metal or paroses bezin. The bezin shouldn't get paid by the litigants. They should pay by the community. The paroses bezin. Once a year, they should make a collection. That's not considered sheichad or a payment. That can be paid per din Torah. The dayanim have to have what to live off. The gam im yesh nedavis ayegdesha is stam loichemehen, or money stam is given to the keila. They take it to support them. Rabbi yisitam ligvais mitchila sashana shehei muchan lohem kedosh yitzdarchul lahachnif ay lahazik tayva lishumadam. Better collect before. Collect before that the Adam don't have to be worried about where it's going to come from, rather to do it afterwards, where they might be conscious of the fact that there still has to be an appeal. So this is the ideal world. The ideal world, the Adam have to live off something. They're full-time Adam. So the Adam have to live off something. So the ideal world, the community, should have a kupa for the Adam. It's something that rarely worked, even in the best of times. And, it's tough to find enough money. I think somebody here on the page, says that it didn't work. Where is it? Okay, I don't see it at the moment. But, anyway, it rarely worked. I remember I mentioned last week that when we started Kehila, there was some Rabbanim that wanted that Hashem should be free and the community should support Kehila. All the Rabbanim should, at that meeting, there were 60 Rabbanim that got together because the Vahad that existed then was a major problem, and everyone agreed something had to be set up. And when it came to the money issues, there was a disagreement. I personally felt that in year one you can make an appeal to get it started, but in year 15 you can't make an appeal. No one's gonna, it's not gonna work. And there were those who felt that the kila should pay for it. The hechsher should be. If a hechsher, if you have a private hechsher, private person has a hechsher, and he drops the hechsher, so it's money out of his pocket. He charges a few $1,000s for the hechsher, and he drops it. So now he has less money to bring home to his family. That's not the way it should work. It should work that way. It should work that if they drop someone, it doesn't affect their pocketbook. So. Yeah. No, the harbei schar to make it difficult for people in order the harbei schar, that's awesome. But if the work could not have to be done, that's better. If the work has to be done, they need to be paid. Two different things.
It doesn't say they did it for themselves. It didn't say they want to say they're wearing it here. They're
I think the Chazal, the context is, and then the Gemara has multiple pshatim. This is the pshat that the Rambam brings, I guess, is the yikur. They weren't doing it. They were willing to muscle just for the
shamash.
Okay. I guess Kalai Vishnu Rabbi Shulchatu, and I'll tell you that's good. Chachameyam, either those who paskin or those who teach, or anybody employed by the tzibur, anybody employed by the community. Okay, Sif Hei is the Sif. Well, I'm them too. I'm all for it. But you got to get the money, you know. It's not that so simple. I'm all for it, 100%. Let's learn Sif Hei and try to understand where it's coming from. A very popular line, but it needs explanation. Let's learn first halacha in Sif Hei. Hanoitel schar lo'adoin. Someone who takes wages to paskin a halacha. Kol dinav shedon b'teilim. All the psak piskei halacha that he issues a bottle. Ela im kei yadua shaloi notal b'em schar. Unless it's known that he didn't take schar. Now the flow of words here is very hard. It says anybody who takes money for a din, it's bottle. Except, when is it okay if he takes money? Ela im kei yadua shaloi notal b'em schar. Unless it's known, it's redundant. How do you read the sentence? And how do you read the words? Hanoitel schar lo adoy, kol dinav b'teilim. If you take money for dan, yadinav abatel. Unless, meaning, when is it okay to take money? If it's yadua, shalom adoy b'teilim schar. If it's yadua, you didn't take money, then it's okay to take money. The words don't make sense. Let's see what the Sma says. The Sma Yud Gimel, top line. Sma Yud Gimel, he touches it. Sma Yud Gimel. And we're looking, as we're in the Sif, we're looking for what the exceptions are. But let's see. Sma Yud Gimel, Elka Yadua Shloyotel, Pirish, Oz Oysay Din, Havadin, Avopishinotel Schar, Aldinim Acherim, Shadon Lefneze, Ula Akrav. What's the Taz saying? If somebody takes money for a din Torah, his din is bottle. Unless he has one din Torah where he didn't take money, but we know for sure he didn't take money. So in other words, it's not a psul gavra. It's not that it's a psul of the person. If the person takes money for din, it's a psul gavra and he's out. So the Sma says, again, Sma Yugibel, Oz Oysoy din, the one that he did without money, have a din. It's not like somebody who's he stole, let's say. Seven Aveira, all dinim vedas of our bottle. I chose a tshuva. Shari hacha, taking money for din is different. The loy over our lav. Ella mishum knasu. We'll see what the knas is momentarily. But he's saying, the Taz is saying, that if someone generally takes money for Dine Taira, which is bottle, the one case where he didn't, it's Kayyub. It's not a Psul Gavra, it's a Psul in that Dine Taira.
Why isn't that allowed to
Because there is, no, not talking about Shechad. We're talking about Shechad, we're talking about Schar for the Dine Taira. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva argues. Let's see, the Pisrei Tshuva is Sifkat Niyun. So actually, the Dibur HaMaskel is on the previous side. And the bottom line, Kodina B'Teilim. So he says the opposite of the Sma. Let's see what he says. Chena Din, going on to the next page. Be'edus. First he says the same thing if you get paid to be a witness. K'may Shokasam L'Kamay L'Amidasi V'Ches Magah. V'ayim Tzneses HaGadayla Magah Spesi Yosef HaZgimel Shin is topic. Listen to this topic. Im Gam Adinim Shadon Kaidim Zeh Adin Shadon Tuzchar B'Teilim. If the adina he passed it earlier, before this one that he took schara bottle, I dafka hadinim shadon mekan ve'eloch b'teilim. Or only from now and on, this Knesset definitely holds it's psul the person. His suffix is there a psul of the person from now going forward? Or even Lamafreya, that's a pella. Chelik habad chav ches magos beis Yosef, the stopi kei gabi eidus ayin sham. Ula beprisha kan. Now, the prisha generally goes with the sheet of the sma for one reason. Why does the prisha always go with the sheet of the sma? The same person. Okay, the Jewish on the Torah is the sma, which you should know. So when he says the prisha, he means the sma we just read. He says that the Knesset Hagdolah holds his psul gavra. However, the third line on the page, Beprisha kad siftes kasa behedya the dira dafka dina veidus shapasak oyhein achashu daida shodat oschar avol dina veidus shokaidem lechay b'stavayim kisheim duch migavra cheskes kashrus. So he seems to say it's a psul of the gavra, and everything is bottle, but everything before that's not bottle. Now va'ayim b'sefer birkei Yosef, that's the chida. Okay, then without the fifth line, oyster zayin, heavy b'sefer shayda halachis, amazing. The Birkei Yosef quoted Reb Chaim Knievsky. Look at that. Shayvi b'sefer shayda halachis, chelik beis daf nun hey tov al aprisha. V'knesset gedolah now, the mevor b'divrei ran v'ritva say very beis the kedushin. Afilu b'ashodon kvar b'kabi b'ashodon toschar dina b'teilim. How to understand this? He took schar. Today, to Paskin a din. And when he passed in last week, this is also a din of Betelem. Who's our custom Allah, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, Rabbi, Ritva, may I say, the Imhayid, not the Skylahayid, Imhayid, not the Skylahayid, Dino who, they do some Betelem. Ain't Aedis Sherim, the Psulais from Nazi Rufai. But you don't say, Dimsech, Mechai, Karim, Apostle, they're all bottle. As we say, if he took money, he's off. Maybe all the people with him should be bottled. So no, we don't say like by a psul that b'nei tzirufa, because they're mitzarev within the pasul ayishav. Mira duhu adin le dayin shadot oschar lo adayin eina dayan amacherim the psul b'nei tzirufa. So that's what he says. So now this is very much not the meaning of the world today. He's saying the diddy paskas when he gets paid is zicha batel. The shaila is the dinim afterwards and before. The dinim afterwards, bisachu also is a batel. The dinim before, so he brings those, he has a machloikis. If the dinim that he paskin previously, if they're also a batel, those are the two sheetas that he brings. Later, he says, I had oid b'knesa gedayla. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 lines from the bottom. I know the Knesset, he says, Bagos HaTorah Yudzayin, Shem Arit, the other deal of Betelim, Herudafka, Bimilsa, the Talia, Bishuda, the Dina. Something that's totally up to the Dayan's judgment. Of a Bedimba Alma, but if he says this Bedin Torah is a Beferish HaHalacha, in such a case, loy batlu dina v'kivisha pasak edin. Now, of course, this is going to lead to a lot of disagreement over whether it's true or it's not true that what he passed in is beforeish or not. But that's his sort of his exception to the topic. So what comes out from here is pretty strong, not like the midigailam today, where Dayanim generally get paid for past getting a din Torah. And he was saying that not only you're not allowed to be paid, but dina b'teil. So we really have to trace back the source. Well, why shouldn't a Dayan be allowed to get paid? Before that, I want to read to you from the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, from Hilchos Lashon Hara. As you know, the Chafetz Chaim Sefer is against Lashon Hara. Against Lashon Hara. Rabbi Zev Smith told me, he gave a shiur in Stalin once on Hilchos Lashon Hara. An old Hamish Yid came over to him and told him, this Gansel Lashon Hara business, the Chafetz Chaim made it up. He said, in the Haim, the Tatat Gerat Lashon Hara, the Dayanam of Gerat Lashon Hara, the Rabbi Gerat Lashon Hara. He said, the Chafetz Chaim made it up. It's not a... Okay, each person is entitled to his opinion. The Chofetz Chaim writes here. This is in Klal Ches of Hilchos Lashon Hara, Halacha Beis. He quotes the language of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about Lashon Hara, he quotes in Perek Zayin Hilchos Deyos. He says part of the problem of Lashon Hara is that it's damaging. It does damage to people. He says the first of the problems of Lashon Hara of this, by the hate of Nitsa, Yachalia, she is saved by Yedeze Hezek, Bimbamainai, you can cause damage to somebody by speaking Lashon Hara. He brings some examples. We shine in the Varma Asharu Aseka Bayata, Imamar Lav Shayna Ruchacha, Echisar and Godlum Mizal Pianis. Say about a man, he's not such a Chacha. Okay. It's not such a, not such a terrible thing. Ki imuadayin einoi nasui. Let's say he's still a single guy. Misparsim zela anoshim lo yimsa mishir still a schaten imai. You can do damage to him. Ubabal eisek, if he's a businessman. Eze eisek shieishloi. Hein umnis. Hein malamdus. Lo yimsa mishir schaber. Nobody's going to want to be a shutter for business. And this is what he says next. Ubefrat. The language of Chofetz Chaim. Ibu ish meira hai rabbi Yisrael. He's a person who paskins. Who aimer alav la nashim sheinenu chacham. And you say about this man, he's not such a wise man. Mavadshu was salash and harim in hatayra. Mavadai, if he's kabel zeh lefnei ha-shayimim, if he's parsim zeh, be here, if it's going to come out, yisayim la yedei zeh, hef sid b'mamaynai. Shalai yam yishir tzalei lechet tzalei ledin. How do you touch this? So if he says someone's not a chacham, you're going to cause him damage. Shalai yam yishir tzalei lechet tzalei ledin ulam shara. So, I thought you're not supposed to take money for a din. Chofetz Chaim is saying, if you're gonna, you can say that in a chacham, so,
what?
I don't know. What? That's not what he's saying. He's saying, you're still able to find up the din.
No, you say don't go to if someone's going to go to him as a time. He won't become famous. If he becomes famous, he can really charge for giving a shiur.
Okay. I don't think in Europe they charge for giving shiur. It's a good thing. What? Maybe. What? What has that got to do with what I'm asking him? I mean, they're not going to go to din, and then the community is not going to pay him. Okay, could be. I looked at the Chofetz Chaim's Mefarshim on the bottom already. So I saw one of them. He says maybe it means for Zabla. He says for Zabla, you ought to take money. Now Zabla is later Simeon Gimel Zabar Lo Yechad. So we're going to have to get to it. It's really a broader question. So we're going to talk about what the exceptions may be. Obviously, we're going to have exceptions to this din, so that'll be the answer of the Chofetz Chaim. So we want to start from the beginning. Why? Now, I'm not talking about Sheichad. You're not going to take Sheichad. Why shouldn't Dayanim be allowed to take money? What does it mean? What's wrong? Two people come to a din Torah, and he says, you come to a din Torah, you get paid, do whatever it is, $100 an hour, and each side pays $50 an hour. What's the Aveira? What's the problem with that? So the Makar is the Mishnah Bechairis. Okay, Dafyevi is going to get to it soon. I shouldn't say soon. It's the next Masechta, but it's still 150 blot away. But, if the Chulin, yeah. But, it's a Mishnah. How does it come to Bechairis? There's a Mishnah in Bechairis, in Perek Dal, Mishnah Hay. Hainoitel Schar, Liyais, Raya, Bechairis, Ein Shechtel Alpiv. Somebody who gets paid for paskening, on a Bechar, the woman of Bechar, so, you're a Shecht Alpiv. It doesn't count. Once it brings that, it says, next Mishnah, Hainoitel Schar, Lodoy, Dino Betelem. Lahayin, Eidusa Betelem. Not only that, it's not shaychad. Lahazois, to spritz the paraduma water. Lakadesh, what's the kadesh? To mix the paraduma ash with the paraduma water. Meimah meimara. Yes. The water is like water from a cave. It's the water is possible. Person getting paid to do the para, to spritz the paraduma in a tubby person. Lahazais. So meimah meimara, Chazal passed it. Va'afreye from Akla, and the issues of the paraduma, the apostle. You know what it says? So that it's not only that, Imhoya Kayin, that he touched Truma, but because of this, it's Tamei. The Truma is Tamei, but he got spritzed with this. So, the rest of the Ravana, what's the reason, Taka? Why is this absol? So, I'm reading to you from the Bartanura, which is really from the Gemara. So Bartanura says, what's the makar for a dayin, or a raya b'chayreis, or a shpritzi paraduma, diksiv? Says, this goes back to Parshas Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Re'ei lamadati yeschem chukam u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem. I taught you the laws of the Torah, kasher tzivani Hashem. Ma'ani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam. It's just like God didn't charge me, God was going to charge me. He says, Hashem taught me for free. I didn't have to pay him for it. So, afatem b'chinam, also I don't charge for this also. Yeah. It doesn't say he charged. Sayyidi Betsa, it says. I don't know. Yisro is Moshe's father-in-law. Probably he supported him. So, you know, they had man. They were wealthy people. Look, what do you try to say? That they were paid or they weren't paid? I assume that Yisrael learned Mishnayos B'chayrus and he got to this din. And if not, Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to him. I don't know. Why Yisrael suggested, I have no idea. Lo yisisha. But the point here is, it's not a sheikhad dikidir, it's not doing sheikhad. It's a avei rabani b'chinam afatem b'chinam. Everybody. Oh, so where do you draw the line? That's a good question. Where do you draw the line? If it's just limadity, is very good. So I guess it's anything that needs knowledge. I don't know. Lahazis paraduma. It needs knowledge or it needs expertise. I'm not sure which one it needs. What? How does he eat? Yes, that's a problem. That's a problem. The question's good. So now why is Dino B'Telem? So it doesn't say here in the Mishnayos or in the Gemara why Dino B'Telem. They quote the Ramban in Kedusha Nun Ches, Saif Perik Beis that the Pesachei Tshuva pointed to. He says it's a Kedas, that's a Drabanan. Notice the Dino you're supposed to do it is a Deraisa. But that Dino B'Telem, the Ramban says is a Kedas Drabanan. And that's it. They're talking about saying Adis or being a diet. So, this is a basic halacha. It comes from there. It comes, now why should we psul gavra is a lot to understand. If the pshat is we're worried that he's gonna noitachar batza, I can understand it's psul gavra. If it's because he's over amani b'chinam, it's hard to see that why all his other dinim are bottle. But I guess if it's a knas, then it's a knas, and then we have sort of an issue. So the question is, where, if anywhere, the heterim could come from, to allow something to happen. So there are four possible in Yonim of Heter, some of which are controversial, and some of which are muskin.
Why do you pick it as a thief to do it that way?
What?
Why don't you pick it as a thief to do it that way? That not other thing
So it's a drasha on the pasuk. It's like all drashas. We have a Kabbalah to dash on the pasuk that way. It's very hard to know why the darsh this pasuk this way. But now we have a Kabbalah, and that's a drasha. Yeah. As we say, I quote it from the Bartanu, except Mishnah is here, but it's. So we had to deceive us earlier. I saw some of Farshim ask this. I don't know why they don't answer. The Sivis said earlier by Sheikhan, called Amar Chol Oisavi Amahani, is only if the Lashon Lav is Mufurish Bikra. Loisikach Sheikhan means the Kicha Sheikhan is not Chal. But something we know is a Din, there's no called Amar Chol Oisavi, that the Sivis said at the beginning of the Simon. And so it wouldn't seem not to apply here. Now, So the question is, where it's mutter. So, there's the first possible heter, which is discussed in the Machna Frayim, in Schiris Payalim, I think it's Aisches, he discusses the following question. A Dayan, whose kavu as a Dayan, has to do it for free. Let's say I have a fellow in the city, he's not a Dayan. He sits and learns. He has maybe smicha yadin, but he's not. He's sitting and learning, or he's working. And they ask him to pass get a halacha. He didn't have a chuyiv to do it. The dayan was makabel on himself to pass get. He didn't have a chuyiv to do it. Could he take money? That's your shayla. Let's say there's a wedding. They want eidei kedushin. So they tell someone, look, I'd like you to be eidei kedushin. It's hard to come to the wedding. He says, I'll pay you to come. I'll pay you to be Eidei Kedushin. Is that possible? We just said, it says over there to be an aid. It's also a bottle. That means you pay someone to come and be Eidei Kedushin. That this is bottle. It's a way out of marriage for a lot of people. You know, it's a, I don't know. I'm reading the Mishnah to you. I want to read a Mishnah to you. Hadelta schar la de dira b'talem lahaid. It takes schar to be an aid. Aidus b'talem. Oh, yeah, diksuba. You say diksuba. Mani bechira, mafatem bechira. That's what it sounds like. Torah is supposed to be free. I let him do tshuva, no problem. But let's say that's chavatol. He takes real money. It's now we're saying it's not al sheichad. Lahazois, this doesn't influence your opinion, does it? It says mani bechira. It's not saying because of.
But this is
Eidei Kiyumi,
it's not
Eidei. And therefore, it should be mutter. So I'll tell you, I agree with Svara. However, in Hilchas Gittin, it says about the Eidei Get, which is the same thing. You hire two people. Eidei Get have to be able to write Balash and Safra, so they also have to be understanding Eidei Gittin. It's Simikuf Lamin, Simchaf Aleph. It says Eidei Get are not allowed to take money. It says they did get not allowed to take money today. They also take money. They also get paid. Don't get personal. right now we're talking about this. So the issue of this whole package, it's like there's this utopian idea that nobody should take money, everyone should live happily ever after, and then there's reality. It's a little disturbing to read, Misha, not only you're not supposed to take it, and you go to Dine Torah, for the most part, the Dine Torah involve payments that take place.
Is money
What?
Money
It's deraisa. It sounds like it's deraisa. It's a drasha on a pasuk. If it's a drabbana, we keep drabbanas too. But it seems to be something that's. So the Machta Frayim brings a lashon harajba of a tshuvas harajba, who says that if he's not a dayan, they want him to come to paskin, even to come to say edus, he's allowed to take money for traveling. So it sounds like the heter is Ishkadai, he's not the dayan in town. He wanted to come, he's allowed to take money for traveling. The Machta Ephraim himself is mefakfek on this Rajba that it only means schar halicha. It doesn't mean schar lahei doladai. It means you can take money for traveling. You wanted to travel, so you pay for traveling. But he's mefakfek. He brings the Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the Bali Taisis, I believe it's from Bali Taisis, who says that you can't take more than that. So while he does quote the Rajba that others quote as, I'll call it, exception number one, that he's not a dayan kavua, that is such a heter, but the Machta Ephraim at least is not happy with this heter, and it's something that's maybe it's what people rely on, but it's not a solid heter. Schiras Payalim, he has a section of Schiras Payalim, it's a Ischess. It's a small piece, not even a long piece. Heter number two is based on a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchis Parah Aduma. The Rambam, this is the Lashon HaRambam, you have to chapter. I didn't bring it. I brought the Lashon Tshuva Saraj, but not the Lashon of the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says, if you have two people, each one needs Parah Aduma. Actually, the one who spritzes automatically needs, he becomes Tameh by doing it. But the Rambam's Lashon is that if you have two people, they make up with each other. You'll be Mekadish and Mazah for me, and I'll be Mekadish and Mazah for you. So the Rambam in Hilchas Parah Aduma, Parakhes Halacha Vav, says, what happens if two people make up that way? Okay, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, you'll do the Parah Aduma for me, and I'll do it for you. He says, the first one is Tar, and the second one is Tameh. Riddle, why? Why the first one is Tar? Is that what he says? I hear. This out there. The Rambam says the Rishon, the spritzing is good because it was for free. The second is the payment for the first one. He says, if you do it for me, I'll do it. The truth is, the Rambam's lashon is not lekadesh or lahazais. It says lekadesh. Maybe that's why lahazais you become tamei. So if two people says ata, you should be lekadesh for me, and I'll be lekadesh for you. So the language there is that the Rishon is tar. Because the Rishai, the fellow did it for free. The Shady is Tamei, because the Shady was doing it, was getting it as payment. He already paid for it. He did it for him. He prepaid, and he got it back. So, Kesavishnei is this kasha. Kesavishnei asks, what are you talking about? They both did it for payment. They said, you be Mekadish for me, I be Mekadish for you. So one of them did it on credit, and one of them did it for prepayment. What's the difference? If you hire somebody, it's normal to pay after the work. So the Kesav Mishnah is Matmiya on the Rambam that the first one should also be passed. Every the Kesav Mishnah, Vaistais. The mani v'chinam is only if you prepay. After you do it, you can take money afterwards. It's not a problem. At the time you're doing it, it has to be without money. Even though you made up, even though your arrangement was that way. But that's what the Kesav Mishnah says. The mani v'chinam is prepay. I'm not sure what this far is. He says, so Birkei Yosef here brings down vice dice. That we had the idea of Sheikh Ad Mucheres, here it's Schar Mucher, Schar Melucher is Mutter. To get paid afterwards is Mutter. You don't get paid before, you get paid after. Ah, so we have a way to do Dinei Torah. You don't prepay, you postpay. And then, it's like a gigantic hole in the whole din. What? Ataras Nedarim? You could take money for Ataras Nedarim, I'll tell you why. There's no judgment. Oh, maybe Mahani Bechina, maybe you're right, I don't know. Maybe you're right. What? Very good. So take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva. So this is the second possible exception. If you get paid afterwards, it sounds like for the Rambam, that if you catch a Mishnah at least, it's Mutter. Hard to understand. Mani Bechinam, it's very hard. But it means when you do it for free. Afterwards, they give you money. I guess, I don't know if it's, even though you said they'll give you afterwards. So, the Pesachei Tshuva, that's a long Pesachei Tshuva, the first column, starts three lines from the bottom. Ayyaba Gos Mishnah Lamelech. Three lines, the first column, Pesachei Tshuva, three lines from the bottom. Ayyaba Gos Mishnah Lamelech, Pechav Gimel Milchis Sanhedrin. Did Heisha Kasa, the Bechuvas Mutzel Meyetah, the Ches Kasa, B'Shem Arav Mishnah Lamelech, the Acher Shedonis Hadid, not Luschar, Ein Dino Betelem. So he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech as saying this heter. If you take the money afterwards, it's not bottle. The Cholakalav, he disagrees. If you write, the Sugya Seperek, Beis the Kedushin, who's Al Hikshar Rayasi, and Al Ayin Shab. The Chayim Dibre Rabbah Dari Melech Ben Bechayris. Soy Perek Ad Kama Is Reish. Because of Zel Shaina. This is what he says. Aschar Bo'ocher. Okay, this is, we had Sheikh Ed Bucheras. This is Schar Bo'ocher. Loi Shamanu Shekonsu. We never heard that there's a knas of money afterwards. Va'amru, she'ei dinai shadon din. Now, it's a little tricky to read the word. He doesn't say you're allowed to take it. He says, lo shamanu shekonsu, va'amru ei dinav shadon din. Apo pishu osur likach. Not a heter to take. K'demashma medivir rabbeinu perik zabayrus imitazayah kalushay. They move on the sphere lay. K'dasal mishlo melech. D'loika ba'amutza b'yesh. So he says, the Medarei Melech holds that you're allowed, taking money afterwards, there's no dino b'teilem. Ulam, the Sefer Birkei Yosef, I see a test cost of, Eben Dibir Melech, Stira Medas Mutzul Meyesh Adal, and he explains the difference. Rabba Medarei Melech, Ayri, Hechad Mekavi Dino Lei Diskar, Miskar Klal. A gigantic difference. And before the Din Torah, he didn't say anything about paying them. And after the Din Torah is over, you pay them. Mushabachi dirat loy kansum is that. Shaydin of din. Afsha asr. Kehim perik zebayr. The brechabit kibble karga dura papa. He paid up the taxes of rapapa afterwards. Avrabu sumiyeshari, kishashas kar kaidim. If you made it before yid machi, ayu rabishlo melech, ebirai, etc. So there he argues. It's not really a heter to take the money. This is a heter that it's not din of the talim. But it's not a heter to do it. The Rambam's Loshen Taka that I told you was, if they made up, you'll be Mekadosh for me and I'll be Mekadosh for you. If you do it, then Harishayin Tar Vashedi Tame. He doesn't say Lechatchila it's Mutta. So Mamela, there's no, so Vaita were stuck with a heter that doesn't seem to be a solid heter. So we're desperate for some solid heter. So, exception number three. So again, we had the shayla, someone who's not mechuyev to be a dayan, whether that's a heter, the Rashba. Not a clear heter, Machta Frayim says it's not a heter. The second one, if it's mocher, the Pesachei Tshuva doesn't seem to say it's a heter. Number three is shach zayin. Look at shach zayin. Oser, schar peshara, kosev bebach teshari. All it says the other side is Lito. Okay? Here we have a heter, Shach Zayin. Schar Pshara, Kasa Bebach, the Shari Lito. Schar for doing a Pshara is Mutter. Why is Schar for doing a Pshara any more Mutter? So, the reason that's brought in the Bach, the Pasuk was, Re'ei, what was the Pasuk again? Re'ei, Lamaditi, Hukam Mishpat Vakashat Sivani Hashem. What? It says the Absharat. It says the learning. Rei Levati Eschem Kubishpah. It's that Yeshem Levati is the learning. It's not the Pshara. Now, we're going to learn Hilchis Pshara next year, Yitzhah Hashem. Pshara is supposed to be Karav Ladin. It's supposed to be, it has to have some semblance to the reality. Someone comes with a silly taina, we don't give him a pshara. Pshara is what they are to study. But Im Kolzeh, it's a shach. The shach says a heter for psharis. So it would seem that that money for a pshara is muta. It's a little disturbing. It gives the dayan an incentive to shoot for pshara instead of dinim today are pshara. Most complicated dinim are pshara. I mean, sometimes it's often grama, or often garbi, or often mazik. Right. If you know those sides, not allowed to make a pshara. So in that case, he can't take money. But money for a pshara. What's a pshara? It has to do with trying to negotiate. So for that. It's like one of their teirim, the Gemara says, a Rebbe is not supposed to take money for teaching. So one of their teirim that it says the Paiskim is he can take money for disciplining. Like being a third grade Rebbe, a fourth grade Rebbe is more knowing how to discipline. And actually third grade is not so bad. Seventh grade, eighth grade is much harder. So for that, a person could take what? It's so it's a little tricky. Usually you don't know ahead of time what pshara did. So it's a limited heter.
So this pshara, even if it's an imposed pshara?
Yes, certainly. Even if it's an imposed pshara. The fourth heter, which is the most all-encompassing, is in the Sivis Vav. Sivis HaMishpat Vav. He says, Adotel Schar, Mashin is Pashin Aminig Litate Schar. Makes us feel a little better. This is 250 years ago. He says, Mashin is Pashin Aminig Litate Schar. Niru hu metakonis hakol. It's from the takonis of the community. Da Messayin al Kitsasan. Messayin Kitsasan is an expression. What it really means is that the kol can't afford to pay their dayanim. Since really the community has to give a schar lehadayonim, it is said they're paying the kahal, and the kahal is paying the person. That's the idea. In KJ, when they charge for hechsherim, which was not their idea, really wanted to not charge and get money from the tzibur, but that would be a very popular hechsher. What they do is the hechsher, the company giving the hechsher makes the check to the community. And the community pays the mashgiach. That comes from the community money. It doesn't go directly from the store to the, in Kila we did the same thing. We made the same arrangement that it goes that way. Now it's really only lepadim because you really can't pay unless you get money. But the bottom line is, what they do, and what we do also, is we guarantee any mashgiach that catches somebody with a problem, and because of that, the hechsher gets shut down, we guarantee him another position. So, the store gets shut down. The mashgiach catches him with something, and he gets... And the hechsher gets closed down. He doesn't have a job, so we guarantee him that we'll find another place for him. Which is what we do. We're around that. Probably was it close to 20 years? It happened two or three times that these things happen, and we stick with it. We stick with it happening. And just happened recently with a store on Coney Island Avenue. They catch him with Trafus, but they caught him with his own key. He's not supposed to have a key to the freezer. So they caught him. Actually, he was breaking into the box where there's a lockbox that has the key. Mashgiach has the combination. And they caught him, peeling it off. It's so funny. There are videos. Everything is videoed. And the hechsher has the combination to the videos. And people do it in front of it without realizing that they may be caught. It's a fun, it's a, It's a psychological thing. People do things. And the Mashgiach came in. He saw the freezer things were arranged differently. So he went to the computer and he looked. And then they had like peeled the lockbox off the wall, taken the key off from the back, and then glued it back. And so we took up the hasher. He did not treifus, but it was shalai kedim. So at any rate, that arrangement is the arrangement that this Nesivus is talking about. That the Kehila can't pay directly, so you sort of pay b'makom the Kehila.
So that works for Rebbeim also.
Okay. What?
That works for Rebbeim also.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. All right, we didn't get to Schar B'Teila. We'll do that next week.